Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 2nd of April, 2015. It's the birthday of the world's most famous womanizer, Giacomo Casanova, born in Venice in 1725. He was a librarian to a Bohemian count in 1789 when he set out to write his memoirs. 12 volumes, 3,500 pages, entitled Story of My Life, about all of his romantic liaisons, but also the best record there is of 18th century society and its customs. It's the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen, born in 1805 in the town of Odense, Denmark, moved to Copenhagen at the age of 14, hoping to become an actor, wanted to be a playwright. He was an inveterate traveler and wrote travelogues. But it's for his three collections of fairy tales that he's best known. Never mastered writing in the formal Danish style, so he wrote in the everyday language of the common people. Many of his fairy tales were very dark, very violent, very scary. His personal life, a succession of unrequited longings for women, including the singer Jenny Lind, occasionally longings for men, never married, and in his honor, his birthday was declared International Children's Book Day. And it's the birthday of Zola, Emile Zola, born in Paris in 1840, who developed a writing style he called naturalism, which he defined as nature seen through a temperament. Between 1871 and 1893, he wrote a 20-novel series called Les Rougon-Macquart, about a family during the Second Empire. The most famous books from the cycle were The Drunkard, Nana, and Germinal. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison, The Day You Looked Upon Me as a Stranger. I had left you at the gate to buy a newspaper, and on my way back stopped at a bank of monitors to check the status of our flight to London. That was when you noticed a middle-aged man in a brown jacket and the green short-brimmed cap I'd bought for the trip. It wasn't until I turned and walked toward you that you saw him as me. What a nice-looking man, you told me, you'd thought. Maybe European, with that unusual cap. Somebody, you said, you might want to meet. We both laughed, and it aroused my vanity that you had been attracted to me afresh, with no baggage, a kind of affirmation. But doubt seeped into that crevice of time when you had looked upon me as a stranger, and I wondered if you'd pictured him as someone more intriguing than I could be after decades of marriage, all my foibles known. Did you have one of those under-the-radar daydreams of meeting him, hitting it off, and getting on a plane together? In those few moments, did you imagine a whole life with him? And were you disappointed or glad to find it was only the life you already had? A poem by Jeffrey Harrison, The Day You Looked Upon Me as a Stranger, from Into Daylight, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favorite poem Florida. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.